AM 910 WJCW, Carlin Ehlich with you on this Wednesday morning. And our guest this week is the Town of Jonesboro's president of the Watauga Valley Railroad Program, Mike Tilley. Good morning, Mike. How you doing?
Good morning, Carl. How you doing?
Doing just fine, thank you. Appreciate you joining us here. Now, you got a big rail car dinner coming up, and we want to find out more about that in just a couple of minutes and how people can be a part of that, because it looks to be great fun. But, Mike, if you will, for our listeners, let us know what the Watauga Valley Railroad Historical Society is all about.
Okay, well, the Watauga Valley Railroad Historical Society Railroad Museum is, we started up in 1981, and we're up to nearly 300 members now, and it's basically people that are interested in railroad stuff. We do excursions, we restore passenger cars in Jonesboro, and we've got five now, and we operate the Chuck E. Depot here in Jonesboro Museum, and we do field trips going to different railroads and excursion trains with our members. So it's just the love of the trains. That's basically what we do.
Why do you think it is, Mike, that it's so important that we remember what the golden days of train engineering and railroading was about? Why is that so important today?
It's something that we've lost. We used to have 9 passenger trains through Johnson City back in the mid-50s. Mm. And then in 1971, the railroad stopped operating them, and we all went through freight all the way through on the Clinchville and the Southern.
Mm-hmm.
And people just don't have that opportunity much anymore to even ride a train. So we try to keep that alive, the history of it, and give everybody a chance to ride a train, get on a railroad passenger car, and different activities like that.
It's a part of Americana that many parts of it, like you're saying, have gone into the past for sure and permanently. But to really experience what it's like in person on a railroad train or a car, or to be in the presence of one of the big locomotives, is just an amazing experience. Now, the Watauga Valley Railroad Historical Society has got a big rail car dinner coming up shortly. Tell us about this and what's involved in it.
Yes, like I said before, we restore passenger cars, and we always have a special event. It's a fundraising event for our Railroad Society and for the Chuck E. Depot, and we have it once a year in Jonesboro, and it will be on June the 25th, and it's called the Dinner on the Diner event, and it'll be, like I say, on June the 25th in Jonesboro, and proceeds from the ticket sales will be to help fund the restoration program of the historical rail cars and also the educational experiences at the Chuck E. Depot Museum.
Absolutely. Now, I see by the flyer here on the web that the dinner will be served at 4 different times that day, correct?
Yes, uh-huh. Yeah, it'll be a highlight of the evening. Will be the elegant meal in one of the dining cars. We're going to have 2 available that day.
Mm-hmm.
We'll also have a storyteller, authentic rail storyteller. He's kind of a professional guy. He knows the railroad real good. We'll be out giving stories.
Nice.
During the event.
That'll be a lot of fun there, too. Now, the yeah. times I see here for the dinner that evening are going to be at 5 o'clock, 5:45.
Yes, we've got 4 settings. It'll
uh-huh.
be at 5 p.m. 1, 5:45, 7 p.m., and 7:45. And when you order your tickets, you'll just need to tell the operator what ticket, you know, time you'd like to eat at.
Okay, and how many per table?
Well, on one of our cars we've got 4 per table, and then on our other car we've got one side is 4 and on the other side is 2.
Okay.
So and if you have like a party of 5, we try to sit you 4 of them at one table, then put one at the other table beside it, so
okay.
Everybody will be close when they're having their dinner.
Sounds real good. And, of course, you got 4 many options for food. We don't have time to go over that. But, boy, I tell you, looking at this picture on the webpage, those folks are diving into what you're serving up there right now. So, Mike, if you will, tell the folks how they can get in touch with the ticket buying process. What do they do?
Okay, well, they can go to the historic Jonesboro Vista Center on Boone Street at 117. Or they can call 423-7000, 753-1010 between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. And also, tickets can be purchased online at www.jonesborotn.org.
All right. And the date for this is going to be June 25th, right?
Yes, Saturday, June 25th. And we're expecting a great time for everybody.
That's great. A dinner on the diners. 753-1010, the main number for Jonesboro activities to find out ticket information. Mike Tilley, president of the Watauga Valley Railroad Group. So good to have you on the program here, and sounds like you're going to have a great deal of fun with this dinner coming up. Take care, and I hope to talk to you again soon, okay?
Well, thank you a lot, Carl. Thank you.